From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The skinny budget proposal released Thursday by the Trump administration would put the Environmental Protection Agency on a crash diet. EPA would see its funding cut by $2.6 billion, or 31%, and its workforce by 3,200, or about 21% for the 2018 fiscal year, which begins October 1st. Renewable fuels groups say the Trump administration's decision to revisit fuel economy standards will give them a chance to tout the value of their low-carbon, high-octane fuel. The groups were quick to praise President Trump's decision to reopen EPA's midterm evaluation of the CAFE standards for cars and light-duty trucks just a week before Trump was sworn in. Then-EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy completed the evaluation 18 months ahead of schedule, requiring the equivalent of 54.5 miles per gallon for cars and light-duty trucks by 2025. New EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt feels the standards may be unrealistic. Farm groups are appealing to congressional budget writers to provide an increase in farm bill spending to help producers cope with the downturn in commodity prices. Unless more money is found for the new farm bill, the Senate and House Agriculture Committees will have to write the legislation based on the cost of extending existing programs. The groups do not propose a specific amount. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more, visit our website at aginfo.net.